This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Hour number two is upon us, and that means it's time for the lovely Stacey Dash to join us in the ladies' lounge. The name of the book, There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative. The teen actress, the author, joins us next here on Radio Night Live. So glad to have you along with us, everyone. Kevin McCullough, my name. It is hour number two. We are enjoying a great evening. Good conversation. You want to join us online, facebook.com/KMC01. You can go Facebook Live with us there. But if you're watching on Biz Television, we thank you for being there. If you're on some of the 300 radio stations across the country, we appreciate you being there as well. All right, my email address and all of my social media available at TheBingeThinker.com. That's the website, TheBingeThinker.com. And I'm honored to have my next guest as we open up the Ladies' Lounge tonight because she is a well-known actress. She played the character of Dion in Clueless, and in my household, my lovely bride had a girl crush on her years ago, said she's one of her heroes. She's one of these people that has lived a really rough life, and she came out of it and decided that she was going to be something different. So it's with great affection we welcome to the Radio Night Live couch, the Ladies' Lounge segment, Stacey Dash. Stacey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. First book?
Yes,
and
first book.
Was writing a book something you ever dreamed of doing?
Yeah, I did. I did dream of doing it. I did dream of telling my story, telling the truth, because I felt misunderstood. I really feel that people think I'm Dion from Clueless. I grew up in Beverly Hills, you know, a rich girl.
An iconic role, for sure.
Very iconic, and I love it and very proud of it. But it is far from my life, my real life as a child.
Which is what the book is all about.
Yeah.
The book is called There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative, and co-written with Nancy French.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a little bit about the motivation for telling your story. Mm-hmm. Why now, and why as in-depth and as in-detailed as you got? Because you're very revealing in this book.
I felt it was very important for me to write this book, and especially important for me to be transparent, because I want people to understand that when I say things, I'm saying it from a place of experience, not a place of judgment. And especially right now in this climate that we're in, which is so awful. You know, we are fighting something that is a war against, it's a supernatural war. Mm. It is not a war of flesh and blood. It is a war against good and evil.
Yeah.
And I felt it was important that my story be transparent so people could see that I made it, that I was confronted with evils. I was born into a life I did not choose, but there were evils that existed that I had to fight. I had to fight to get out, and I chose to fight instead of being a victim.
For my listeners that are in New York City, this place holds some meaning to you and
yes,
for
it
you.
Does.
Let's go back to little Stacy growing up. What was your life like as a young girl?
Little Stacy growing up grew up in the South Bronx, around the Grand Concourse, to two drug addicted parents. They were very young. They were 18. So I have to, you know, give them that. It was very difficult for them, I would imagine.
Sure.
But they did have me, and they did give me away. And they gave me away to a family that did not keep me safe.
Mm.
And it was a very scary, lonely time. And there are a few circumstances where I remember very distinctly God talking to me.
Mm. How old? What was your first one?
I was about 2 and a half.
Mm.
And I remember like it was yesterday.
So you were placed as an infant?
Yeah, still very small. I was very small, yeah. I was about one. And I was with them till I was about 4 and a half, 5.
Where did that family live?
In the Bronx.
Okay.
But they lived in more of a projects area.
Okay.
My parents lived in more of a walk-up area. I mean, I don't know if people know the Bronx, but...
That's okay. But
yeah.
So your biological parents were young and just had no monetary resources. Is that why they
gave
you up?
They had no monetary resources, and they were drug addicts. That was more important to them, which is an illness, you know, so... They had to deal with that, and I guess they felt that was more important than I was.
Mm.
And they put me with people I'm sure they thought would keep me safe, but these people did not keep me safe.
Which family do you think of as your family when you identify your family as you're talking about them?
I actually don't think of any of those people as my family.
Okay.
I don't really have a family right now. My family now are my children.
Yeah.
Austin and Lola. That's my family.
Okay, I can get that. We're talking with Stacey Dash, and the book is There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative. It's an awesome book. You need to get a copy. In fact, I was sneaking, don't tell my bosses today, but we had staff meeting, and I knew you were coming in, and so I'm sitting there like going through the chapters quick because I wanted to get a hold of it a little bit earlier. But and there's a big fan in my household of one Stacey Dash. I am also a fan, but there's a huge fan in our household that is my bride. So you're going to have to make my book addressed to her when you sign it.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about your awareness after you were placed and the life you led living in those projects. And walk us through the next stage of life. What was life going to school, coming home? What was your day-to-day routine like?
Well, you know, I would go to school, and when I lived with them, I would go to school, preschool, and my first encounter, I believe, with God was when I saw a boy dead. He was stuffed under a car, and his eyes were wide open, and I can still remember his face perfectly clearly today, and I can still remember the look in his eyes.
Had he been shot?
I don't know how he was killed.
I just knew he was dead. Okay.
And the look in his eyes was a look of such peace. And it was so contrary to what I was experiencing. And I just thought it took all the fear I ever had of death or anything like that away.
Wow.
I just thought, wow, that's what death is. It's peace.
Was it something that looked attractive to you? I mean, given what you were experiencing?
Yeah, it did. It looked attractive. It looked like he was someplace better. He looked peaceful. You know, he looked like
How'd you process that? Did you have anybody ask about it?
No.
Did you talk to anybody about it?
No.
So what did God tell you?
They tried to pretend like, it, you know, I didn't see it. And I know what I saw. And I know he was dead. And no one would talk to me about it. There was no one to talk to about it. And I just assessed it myself, that was a boy who'd been killed and left for enough for trash, but someone had taken him because the look in his eyes was one of peace.
Mm.
And so I knew that there must have been someone looking out for him and for me.
So that was your first
on that day. I really, I'm telling you the truth. On that day, I became fearless.
How was that exemplified at that age? How did you become fearless?
I didn't fear what was going on in the house, and I guess to some degree that was bad because they had told me not to go into the son's room.
Okay.
You know, they had told me never go be alone with him.
How many people lived in the home that you were in?
There were 6 of us, I believe. Yeah.
Including you. So
yes,
there were,
including me.
3 other children?
Yeah.
And a boy and 2 girls, or 2 boys and a girl?
2 boys and a girl.
And they warned you to stay away from the son.
And they warned me to stay away
from the son's parents warned you to stay away from the son.
The son's parents.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, but, you know, you're a little girl. You don't know that's a bad sign.
Were you younger than his sisters?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were teenagers.
Okay.
They were teenagers. And he offered me candy, and I went in to get the candy, and I came out having been, you
abused.
Abused.
How old were you at that time?
4.
Okay. And you remembered that?
I remember it, yeah. Okay. Very clearly.
Was that a sign of things to come?
Yeah, it was.
For how long?
A long time.
Years?
Years.
Decades?
Decades.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you remove yourself from that family?
My parents took me back when I was about 4 and a half, almost okay. 5, and my brother was born.
But you had contact with that family on an
yeah.
ongoing basis?
Yeah.
So the son still had access to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did.
What was life like when you went back to mom and dad?
Wasn't any good. Was no better. I mean, they were very violent, and they fought a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my dad was a heroin addict. My mother was a cocaine addict.
Why did they want you back if their lives hadn't changed?
I don't know. I guess to take care of my brother.
Okay. Let's talk about that more as we continue. Kevin McCullough, Stacey Dash is my guest, and her book is called There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative, and we're honored to have her in the Ladies' Lounge tonight on Radio Night Live. As you can tell, a pretty gripping story, and we will get into the nitty-gritty details of it as we continue through. Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi, Peter Bricaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative, is the name of the book. And get it. It's a great read. Lots of interesting things that you'll find out about her. Fast forward a little bit. Where did your next encounter with something bigger than you or meaningful to you happen?
It'll seem trivial to some people, but to me it was huge. My parents were having a party, and all my aunts and uncles were there and friends, and it was loud, and everybody was partying and doing drugs and getting high, and I was right in the next room watching TV, but I got bored. I was a little girl, you know, I was 5 years old. And I stuck my finger. I don't know if you remember, it was a long time ago, when TVs had that, you know, the screen was inside of,
yes,
of a box.
Yes.
There was a little space between the two. I stuck my finger in there, and I couldn't get it out. And, I mean, I literally could not get it out. And I stood there for about an hour trying to pull my finger out.
Did you ask for
finally,
help?
Finally, I said, no, I didn't ask for help because I wasn't one to do that. I was one to take care of myself. But I realized, okay, I can't get my finger out.
Yeah.
So I started screaming, Mommy, Daddy, help, help, you know, help. And no one came. And I screamed for about a half an hour. And then I just stopped.
The party was just too loud. They were just too busy.
Yeah, and they were just too busy. And they weren't paying attention. And then the party just, the party went on. And then I just stopped. I stopped screaming. And I just heard God say, pull your finger out. It's just you and me, kid. Pull your finger out. And I said, a little freaked out. I was like, you know what? And he said, pull your finger out. And I did. And I ripped the skin off my finger and pulled it out. And I just went into the other room with my finger like this.
Bloody.
Blood coming
skinless.
Down my hand,
yeah.
Skinless. And I just stood there and walked around the room and didn't say a word. And then everybody's like, oh, my God, what happened? What happened? And I didn't say anything. I just thought, I was just thinking, I don't want to be like any single one of you. And someone get me a Band-Aid.
Did the Band-Aid come?
The Band-Aid came. And then so did also my relationship with God.
Okay. Describe how that happened.
I just realized that God was the only thing I had.
Okay.
He was the only thing that would take care of me.
How does a young girl, 5, bleeding, skin, naked, bony finger, bleeding in the middle of the living room of a loud, drug-induced party by her parents, end up landing the role in Clueless? Because that seems like another world away. I mean, it's... And you had to go through some degree of self-discovery knowing that you were good at acting and other things. So begin that journey for me.
Well, I knew that's what I wanted to be. In third grade, I played Bambi's mother.
And in the school play?
In the school
play. You were
play.
Bambi's mom.
I was Bambi's mom, and I died. And it
Could
was
you
so
cry on command?
Okay.
Thing, you know?
I cried, and I died, and it was wonderful because what happened was I was transcended to another world. And I thought, this is it. This is it. This is how I get out.
Okay.
Because I can become someone else. I don't have to be Stacy.
Escaping what you had was very attractive.
Right.
Yeah.
I could be someone else. This is what I want to do. And so from that moment on, that was my dream. And that's what I prayed for.
Okay.
And I prayed for it every night.
Did your family go to church?
No.
Was there any? Okay, so
my grandmother did. My nana did. My nana
did. Did she take
you? Yes.
Okay.
My nana took me to church every Sunday.
So that's where you learned about God and praying and a personal relationship.
Catholic. Yeah,
okay.
I'm Catholic.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yes.
There Goes My Social Life is the name of the book. From Clueless to Conservative, Stacey Dash is, of course, the story that is told and also the author of the book. When you, how did you end up on the West Coast? How'd you move west?
Well, I ran away from home when I was 17. I was a ballerina. I'd become a ballerina because I was pursuing this career that
right.
I wanted. You know, my mother was not having anything to do with the acting, but I started dancing.
Why? Did she object? Was
yeah,
there some, what was
objected.
The objection?
She just didn't want me to do it.
Okay.
She just said no. And I started doing ballet.
But dance was okay.
She said that was okay.
Okay.
I did it with my girlfriend, and I went to ballet, and I became very good very quickly. And by the time I was 16, I was auditioning for ballet companies. And when I turned 15 and a half, we moved to New York. And when I turned 16, I auditioned for the Dance Theater of Harlem.
Okay.
And I got accepted. And, sorry. It was a really hard thing. I don't know if you, I mean, I'm sure people have, there are ballerinas who know what I'm talking about. It's a very scary process. I mean, you're dancing with hundreds of girls and you've got a number on, and if they point at you, you're done. You're out.
And you so desperately wanted to that be your
and,
out for where you were living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved dancing. It was a release.
When you got
free.
The word that you had been accepted, what did
well,
you do?
Well, I was the last one of the last 50.
Okay.
So I knew I was in. And they said, you can come to the school, which meant I would be taught. You know, of course, I was not a prima ballerina yet, but
yeah.
I would go to the school. I went home, told my mother, and she didn't know I had auditioned. I didn't tell her because I just didn't. I knew she would tell me, what? No, don't do that. But I thought that if I got accepted, she would
be proud,
proud of
yeah.
me. But she said, no, you're not doing that. We lived in New Jersey. And she said, I'm not going to the city every day. And I said, it's fine. I'll take the bus. I'll take the train. I'll do whatever I have to do. I'll go myself. We don't have to pay. I have a scholarship. No, you can't go. And it was that day that I was like, okay, you know what? Nothing I do is ever going to be good enough.
Yeah.
I was a straight-A student. I was a ballerina. I wasn't sexually active. I didn't have boyfriends. I didn't do any of that. I didn't do drugs. I didn't do anything bad, you know, as a teenager. And I just thought, forget it. You know,
and you didn't do any of that stuff in light of the fact that your family were
yeah.
all doing it around you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's really amazing, actually.
It disgusted me, kind of. But then after that, I was like, you know what? Forget it. I guess I'm just going to be just like you. And on my 16th birthday, my mother gave me my first line of cocaine. And I liked it.
Mm.
And that was it. I became very involved with drugs. I shaved my head. It was the 80s. I shaved my head.
Did that have no negative repercussion with the dance company?
I couldn't go to the dance company.
Okay, so you observed that.
I quit dancing.
Oh, you quit dancing?
I quit dancing altogether. I
okay.
just quit. And shaved my head, did drugs, and hung out in the village every day. I stopped going to school. I stopped getting, I mean, I still got good grades because I was smart.
Right.
But I just didn't care about school.
So how did, so it seems like a step forward and a couple steps
then,
back.
Right. So then I hung out with the bad crowd, hung out. But I got to see people like Andy Warhol and Basquiat. And I went to the Danceteria and Area. And these are all very hot places to go in the 80s.
Sure,
and
sure.
I was a part of all that. So
yeah.
I got to see all that.
Well, we'll continue that discussion, Stacey Dash. Thank you. Thank you for telling us your story. It's an amazing one. There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative, The Trials, The Tribulations, The Life of Stacey Dash. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And we continue with Ms. Dash next, as the Ladies Lounge has an extended edition tonight on Radio Night Live, live from New York. I'm Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Of all the boys, boys.
Well, for those of you that are joining us, not only on Biz TV and on great radio stations coast to coast, but also on our Facebook Live page, we're so glad that you're there tonight. And all of you are enjoying great conversation with Stacey Dash, the book, There Goes My Social Life. So honored to be able to have her in the Ladies Lounge tonight. And it's a really cool conversation. But again, you want to get a copy of the book because it's actually very revealing. I don't read a lot of the books, but I read a good chunk of this one before we scheduled Stacey to be with us. Stacey, I got my next question centers around your actual acting. When did the acting career of Stacey Dash begin?
And then I decided when I was 18 to
do some commercials to make money, because I had to make money. I had been living with my
godfather.
And New York's
the place to do it.
Yeah. So I did some commercials, and the director said, did you have an agent? I said, no. Theatrical. And I said, no. He said, here, go to this agent, audition, which I did. I did a monologue. He signed me on the spot. He sent me on my first audition, which was for The Cosby Show, and I booked it. I got it.
Now, wait, which character were you on Cosby?
I played Denise's friend, Michelle, and I was the one who I thought I was, they didn't quite say it, but I thought I was pregnant. Is really
oh,
well.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
remember
yeah,
this
I
one?
Do,
yeah,
I
was the bad girl.
Well, I was, you know, we were both children at the time. You were acting, but I was watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I do remember that.
Yeah,
role.
And so I went to Dr. Huxtable, and I met Bill Cosby, who was absolutely wonderful to me.
Yeah.
He was wonderful.
No, no commentary on the current issues that he's struggling with, but to you he was a good experience.
Yes, he was a very wonderful man.
Yeah.
He was a mentor.
So that had to open up a ton of doors.
It did.
Yeah.
And then I got my next job and my next job, and then I got my next job. But then I when I was 18, I fell in love with a bad guy. You know, I just fell in love with the wrong guy and ended up spending 5 years of my life with him.
And so you were a working actress, you were, and did you find that invigorating? And I know that long-term gigs are much better. So if you have a series that lasts for 20 years, that's like the dream.
Yeah.
But there's a certain pace to constantly going and doing the next thing as well. Did that revive you?
Oh yeah, it did. It made me feel really good.
Used the word fearless earlier. Mm-hmm. Did this continue to feed that a little bit?
Yeah, it did.
Every time you knock a goal down, say, "See, I showed you."
Yeah.
Were you fighting a lot of your life, or were you fighting demons a lot of your life? Did you feel like, you know, everybody that ever ignored me, didn't pay attention to me, abused me, hurt me, you know, I'm showing you. Like, I get this job, I show you again.
To a point, yeah. But I think I'm still fighting those demons.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing battle.
I think we all do on some level.
Yeah.
And some of us more than others. But you grew up in very tough circumstances. And that's kind of the theme of parts of your book, that these tough circumstances prepared you for the life that you would eventually find when you decided to express yourself politically.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to that part of the conversation in just a second. We're speaking with Stacey Dash. The book is There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative. The foreword is penned by some other guy in talk radio. It's Sean Hannity. I'm kidding. Stacey Dash, the co-host of Outnumbered frequently and a contributor at Fox News Channel, and somebody that I've actually run into the hallways a couple of times and have always been so delighted. Let's talk a little bit about your getting the Clueless gig, because that's one of the landmarks, I guess you would say. That changed
it
everything in some ways. What was the best joy of doing that movie for you personally?
Every day.
The routine of having that family around?
The routine of having that family around and that camaraderie and just those wonderful lines to say and having this great captain of the ship that, you know, knew how to steer it and knew how to translate her vision so clearly that it was just so easy to do.
And that's not something that is that we just wake up experiencing on a day-to-day basis. Stacey Dash is our guest. It is Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, and the book is There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative. We continue this extended edition of the Ladies Lounge with Stacey Dash. Glad you're with us. Don't go away. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough, online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Rick Warren calls captain of a must-see.
Police looking for Brian Nichols.
You scream again, and I'll have to kill you.
It's an amazing true story of the power of purpose.
God, please help me.
And the courage of compassion.
What is that?
The book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
It's me.
God expects you to make the most of what you have been given.
Captive is the movie of the year.
Stand down!
Could you forgive me?
I don't know. Maybe God can.
Captive. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday. For group sales and Night of Purpose tickets, go to CaptiveTheMovie.com.
You made the powerful, faith-filled War Room the number one movie in America.
This is my favorite place in this house. I call it my War Room.
Now you can own War Room on Blu-ray and DVD just in time for Christmas. Give someone you love the gift of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, T.C. Stallings, Beth Moore, and Karen Abercrombie as Miss Clara.
Raise them up, Lord! Raise
raise them up.
War Room, now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Rated PG.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live from New York, it is Saturday night, and Radio Night Live is on the air, coast to coast, 44 million households across the country in television land, and in radio, some 300-plus stations, including great new markets like Omaha, Nebraska, Little Rock, Arkansas, Orlando, Florida. We've got new stations getting ready to sign on in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and Mobile, Alabama, and other places, and just excited to be able to spend Saturday night with you. My guest this hour is Stacey Dash. You know her from maybe the Fox television show called Outnumbered. You may know her from her movie called Clueless. And there was, Stacey, if my memory serves me correctly, there was also a television show that went by the same name, and it was a sequel to the film. And I know you guys have gotten together some. Do you stay in contact with the cast? Maybe even Alicia and some of the others.
Not with Alicia, but with some people I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there was the short-lived TV series that came later,
yeah,
too. Yeah.
Right.
And some of the
she
same
did
cast
not,
went,
she didn't.
She
do
was
that.
Not part of that.
Right.
Yeah. What was the biggest challenge of the Clueless era for Stacey Dash?
I guess it was playing a teenager, and then knowing that when I went home, I had a baby or a toddler to take
a
care
son.
Of, a
yeah,
son
yeah, yeah.
to take care of. You know,
that had to be a little bit of a disconnect.
It was mentally, it was like, it was weird, but I did it.
Yeah.
You know.
What's the nicest thing somebody's ever said to you about Clueless?
They've said so many nice things, but I think the nicest thing was Amy, what she said when she was looking for the person to play Dion.
Okay.
She said she was looking for someone to walk in that exuded royalty. And that is a compliment that I will never, ever let go of.
And she's saying you fulfilled that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very nice thing. That's a very nice thing to
yes.
say. No wonder. If you had to do the early part of Stacey's life over again, what would you have changed?
I would have changed my parents being drug addicts.
Yeah. There's so much social data, and I talk about it on my show all the time, about the impact that parents have on kids. I have three that are under six in our house now.
Wow.
My bride has made the decision.
God bless your wife.
She's made the decision conscientiously to stay home and to be there for them
yeah.
as they come home for school and cook for them. And we, you know, on Saturday mornings, Daddy lets Mommy sleep and I make pancakes and we sit around the table and we joke. And our youngest just turned one, my only daughter. And, Stacey, I'm scared to death of
yeah.
this culture and society. Now that I have a daughter especially, boys I think I can deal with on a different level because I'm supposed to get them toughened to go out there and kind of deal with all the crud that comes their way. But with daughters, I just there's a different element in my heart that awakened when she came into our life. So I see, and even the little bit of water that comes to your eyes when you talk about this part of your life, where there's this element of what would my life have been like if I had had two parents that were lovingly committed to each other and lovingly committed to me and had been there for me and given me advice and all these other things. And I guess part of it is God doesn't always give us everything that we think that we want, but he always gives us what we need.
Yeah.
And that's what your story says.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe God made it that way because he has a plan for me. And, you know, I don't believe anything is happenstance. I know God does everything for a reason. And rejection is God's protection. And he built me this way.
Why do you say that? Rejection is God's protection?
Because
it sounds like it's come off your lips a few times.
Yeah, because I've been rejected quite a bit. And I have to believe that that's what God wanted.
But
so
it saved you from things.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the relational part of your life. Because you spend a lot of time in the book detailing some of your relationships. You mentioned that you started a 5-year relationship with
yes.
the guy around the time that Clueless started. What did you not know about relationships at that time?
I didn't know what it was to be in love. I didn't know what love meant.
Mm.
You know, I didn't know what commitment meant. How could I? I'd never seen it.
Had emotions become so kind of mushed down in your own life that,
yeah.
that you didn't really give heed to them? Like
no.
that they didn't pay any...
I did. I mean, I'm very emotional. I give heed to my emotions. I allow my emotions, which is not always a good thing. I'm also half Mexican, so, you know, I can be very temperamental. But I'm trying my best to work on that.
I won't tell Donald Trump if you won't. I will keep it between us. So there's a lot of passion in your heart then. So
yes.
you give your love to people.
Yes.
Easily, not in a sexual way, but
right.
you want to love people.
I want
people.
To love,
yeah.
yeah. And I think that love is the only way. It is the answer. And just because things don't work out, I'm not going to stop loving.
Did God use relationships in your life to bring you back to him?
Yes.
How?
Absolutely.
Tell the story.
He broke me. He broke me. My heart was broken. I had my heart broken. And I've never felt such... I don't even think as a child had I felt such brokenness. I think because I'd gotten to feel the joy of love and experience the feeling of love and how good it was. Mm-hmm. And then when it got taken away, I was just thrust into, it was like someone threw me into space without a tether. I was just floating through space, not knowing where to go.
So these men were places where that tether could latch onto for a period of time, yeah. And you feel safe for a while.
Yeah, and then until when they let me go, I'm
relationally it would
loose. I'm in space again, and that's.
You write about the guy named Kevin, no relationship, on the set of the TV show.
Yeah.
And you say that for a while, you knew that he loved you, mm-hmm. but you didn't know how to love him.
Yeah.
And that if it had happened a different time, maybe it would have ended up differently. But, yeah. like, he really was sacrificial towards you and your son.
Yes.
Because you had your son at that point.
Yes.
Expound on that. Talk about what did he do that demonstrated that kind of unconditional love?
He did anything that I needed, anything that I wanted. He put up with my temperament. He put up with everything. He accepted my child as his own.
Hmm.
You know, he loved my son as much as if it was his own son. He loved me. He moved, you know, heaven and earth for us to be together. You know, and he married me. We got married in the Catholic Church. You know, and that meant a lot to me. Mm. And I wish I would have honored it.
Well, it's one of those things, Stacey, when you begin to see some of those, I don't know, those little mercies in life that God kind of gives us, that you kind of begin to grow. And that's what I sense you've done in your book. We haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what we could talk about tonight. But friend, if you're listening, there goes my social life, Stacey Dash, from Clueless to Conservative. Our final few minutes with the former Clueless star, and now the co-host of Outnumbered on some days when she's in the New York area, Fox News contributor as well, Stacey Dash, a few more minutes with her. Now, if you want to be in touch with us, TheBingeThinker.com, you can email me. You've got all my social media there. You can join those things as well.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, there's just some nights when I do this show that you just blink and it's over. And tonight with our great conversation with Stacey Dash, it's kind of been that way for me. What a joy and a delight to have Stacey with us. The book, There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative, Stacey Dash, the author, and it documents her trials and travails. And we're gonna post on the Facebook page a longer version of some of the discussion that we have, because we just can't fit it all into tonight's broadcast. So go to facebook.com/KMC01. If that's too hard to remember, then get over to thebingethinker.com. Stacey Dash, what's next for you?
Brought me because of my politics, but
I've dealt with a lot of actors that are on that side of, you know, there's faith-based media has had a huge comeback, and you know, the God's Not Dead and some of these other films have come out. Are you excited about the proactive, positive, conservative, even Christian film industry and how it's revived in the last few years?
Yes, absolutely. But I would challenge Republicans who are in Hollywood to get a backbone, stand up for what you believe in. We don't even know what the ratio is to liberal and Republicans, because Republicans won't speak out. We could outnumber them.
Hmm.
We don't even know. And I would also challenge the Republicans to put their money where their mouth is.
Hmm.
Put their money in Hollywood, because Hollywood dictates the culture of the country. If we want the country back, that's the first place to start.
Right. Tip of the spear. In the book, you make mention that, as it relates to your personal life, that you are not going to have sex again outside of marriage.
No.
Why did you come to that decision?
Because I realized that it was just hurting me. It was taking away my soul. Not only that, it was taking away my faith.
Mm.
You know, I was not honoring God. I was not honoring what I'd promised God, you know, and that is to love Him. And to be fearful of Him and to respect Him. And that's not respectful.
Hmm.
You know, I'm not respecting God, and yet I want so much from Him. So then I've got to do things for Him. I've got to praise Him and glorify Him.
Do your kids understand that commitment that you made? And have you talked about it with them?
Yes.
And what do they say?
They appreciate it, and they thank me for it. You know, my son is pro-life, and that makes me so proud, because, you know, he's a 25-year-old. He can think for himself.
Is he getting involved in public policy and activism in any way?
Not at all. But
he just holds a pro-life belief.
Yeah, he has a very strong pro-life belief. He broke up with a girlfriend because of it. And my daughter is 12. And if I want to teach her no premarital sex, then I have to.
Yeah.
I have to do it.
Well, because they catch more than they learn.
That's right.
It's caught it more than taught it all the time. Stacey Dash, thank you so much for telling your story. And last question. When people think of Stacey Dash after Stacey Dash is no longer, what do you want them to say about you?
She was brave and faithful.
Very, very well said. Stacey Dash, thanks for being here. The book is There Goes My Social Life. That's it for us. I'm Kevin McCullough. What a great Saturday night. Thanks for being here for Radio Night Live. We'll be back next week. Join me online at TheBingeThinker.com. Till then.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.